Our GeoQuiz today also involves batteries. You need a mighty battery to drive an electric car for hundreds of miles a day. That's what participants in the Zero Emissions Race did. They drove about 19,000 miles in total through 16 countries. The trip around the world was meant to demonstrate the durability and dependability of electric vehicles. The race began last August. It ended today in a Swiss city that we want you to name for today's quiz. It's a French-speaking city right next to a large lake. It's also home to the European headquarters of the United Nations. All right, those are your clues now. We're going to be back with the answer and the spark plug behind the Zero Emissions Race right after the break. I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Three electric vehicles rolled into Geneva, Switzerland today. That makes Geneva the answer to our GeoQuiz. Now, the three vehicles left the Swiss city last August on an around-the-world trek dubbed the Zero Emissions Race. Lewis Palmer is the race organizer, and Lewis, congratulations, because your own team, the Swiss team, won, even though it wasn't quite for speed, was it?
Yeah, thank you. It wasn't about speed. It's a race to collect points about design, who has the best car, the safest car, who has the most popular car. In every city, we asked school children or the city mayor or just a jury that we found to judge the vehicles. And at the same time, they had to cover 500 kilometers a day in order to make it in 80 days around the world.
Okay, 500 kilometers, or roughly about 360 miles?
It's 350 miles a day.
All right, and I'm going to ask you how that all went for the various teams. But first, I want to know about the vehicles themselves. We call them vehicles because there are three of them that finished out of, what, five that started?
No, we had four cars that started, and there was a Korean team. They gave up after 1,000 kilometers. Then we had the Swiss team. It's a two-wheel motorcycle, but fully enclosed. It is a motorcycle that can go up to 260 kilometers per hour, so that's about 180 miles an hour.
Holy smokes.
Then we had an electric motor scooter from Germany, and then we had a car, a green little three-wheeler from the University of South Australia, and they had a fantastic little car, which was actually the most popular car, but it was just not enough to win the race.
Okay, so for these three vehicles, they were all electric, and how did it work? I mean, how often did they have to stop and plug in?
Oh, it was a very tough and hard ride, you know. In the morning, we had to drive 180 miles and then recharge for about 4 hours, and then afternoon, evening, depending on the road quality, we had to make another 200 miles or something like that. So we had to cover 350 miles every day. That was really tough, and it leaves us a little bit tired now after these 80 days.
Yeah, I can imagine. And the cities you went, you started off in Geneva. What was the path you followed?
From Geneva, we went straight up to Brussels, then to Berlin, down to Vienna, Austria, and then across Ukraine, across Russia, all the way to the Pacific Ocean in Shanghai, in China. And from there, we took the boat and started the race again in Vancouver, Canada, went down to Los Angeles, then over to San Antonio, Texas, and down to Cancun to the World Climate Change Conference last December. And then we took another boat to Morocco, to Casablanca. We have just finished these 9 days now from Casablanca via Spain and France back into Geneva.
And where were you, by the way, if you weren't driving?
I was driving a support van that had tools of the teams with me, so I was driving an ordinary diesel car, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, and Lewis, I mean, if you're driving a diesel car and, you know, all of you, I guess, are taking the ships from Shanghai over to Vancouver and then from Cancun over to Casablanca, that's quite a carbon footprint, I'd say.
Yeah, of course, but we support climate projects all over in the world to compensate the carbon emissions, so we're absolutely carbon neutral.
So what was the point of all of this? I mean, as you say, it wasn't speed.
Everybody knows we have to become independent from fossil fuels. Now here we are with the solutions. Electric cars powered by renewable energies. Today, this technology is ready for everyday life, and that's what we wanted to show with this race.
Lewis Palmer, organizer of the Zero Emissions Race, which took electric vehicles around the world in 80 days and arrived in Geneva today. Thanks very much, Lewis.
Thank you very much.